Now, we know that the COVID-19 pandemic has put unprecedented pressure on our health service. What impact will it have on the hundreds of thousands of everyday procedures that patients undergo in hospital and for the more serious treatments for diseases like cancer when our health service gets back up and running like it was pre-COVID-19? Well, the Irish Independent has seen a briefing document prepared for government, and its headline in the paper this morning calls it a disaster. Its political correspondent, Cormac McQuinn, has the story, and he joins us now. Cormac, just tell us a little bit more about this briefing document.
Well, at the beginning of every new government, new ministers are all given briefing documents. Now, the Department of Health is renowned as a difficult portfolio to get, and the briefing for the new health minister, Stephen Donnelly, makes for particularly grim reading. So it's about 200 pages long. It outlines lots of the challenges facing the health system, which were, some pre-existed COVID-19 and some have been exacerbated or brought on by the global pandemic. So some of the headline pieces in the briefing are warnings about waiting lists soaring by the end of the year. The officials outline a scenario where if the HSE operations are only running at 50% and the National Treatment Purchase Fund is running at full capacity, we would have a scenario where some waiting lists could grow by as much as 130%. Inpatient and day case waiting lists could grow by 83%, leaving 121,000 people on the waiting list by the end of the year. Gastrointestinal scopes could increase by 130%, leaving 51,000 people on the waiting list at the end of the year. And outpatient waiting lists could grow 40% from 553,000 to 776,000. So they're very stark figures from waiting lists which weren't short to begin with, but that there is the impact of COVID-19. And remember, that's a scenario where the health service would be, the HSE operations would be at 50%, and the officials warned that at present, when this document was drawn up in June, the operations were significantly below 50%. There's also a warning that additional funding will be needed by the end of the year, so that the health service has already seen a boost to funding solely due to the COVID-19 crisis of €2 billion. The officials warn that this could be a further €1 billion by the end of the year to deal with the costs of fighting the virus.
And Cormac, what is the situation for cancer care and treatment? Because that continued for cancer patients during the pandemic. But what's this briefing document saying about the future of that?
Well, the health department officials say that there's a section called the challenges of a new normal for cancer care. And again, the figures are quite stark. They talk about how the throughput of cancer services is at a lower rate overall than it would have been in the pre-COVID-19 norm. So medical oncology is at about 70%. Radiation oncology 80%, and surgeries it's about 50%. There's quite a stark warning that it will not be possible to get the numbers back where they were while implementing physical distancing and associated precautionary measures without further space and resources for hospitals. So what hospitals have been asked to do, the hospital groups have been asked to contact the department and suggest ways that they could increase their space, resources that they'll need. Key section of that bit, those where these are feasible. So they've already begun making those applications to the department, but again, it will depend on the budget that's available to the Department of Health whether these things can go ahead.
And the Children's Hospital, the National Children's Hospital, might need even more money.
Yeah, this was in an unredacted section of the document, actually, but it's quite a concerning section as well. The document talks about how there's a shortfall of 180 million in terms of the additional cash required to meet the increased costs of National Children's Hospital over the years 2020 to 2022. They say it will need to be funded from within the existing health capital allocation, as we know, due to COVID-19 and the pre-existing pressures of health. The capital allocation of health is always there's lots of calls for use of that funding. So the department is going to have to figure out a way of paying that 180 million as the Children's Hospital project proceeds.
Okay, Cormac, thank you very much. Cormac McQuinn there of the Irish Independent. The Department of Health, in a statement, said that one of the most pressing tasks is to resume the operation of health and social care services in light of a much reduced level of COVID-19, and capacity in those services will be reduced and demand is likely to be higher than normal, both because elective activity was postponed during the crisis and because demand for many services may be higher than it was pre-COVID-19. It's 6 minutes to nine.